NAWR Mobile. Negative copy, NAWR Mobile, USY FBI.
KYNU mobile, hey Mike.
Well, good morning. How are you, David? I thought I heard you over on statewide one, and then I passed to you weren't there again. Did I hear on statewide one, or did I hear you here?
Yeah, I'm on statewide one, and I'm on this one, so you can reach out on either one.
Well, take your turn already.
Sorry, say that again there, Mike. I'm sorry.
I missed what you just said there, Dave. I was talking to you and saying what you said.
Yeah,
NAPDZ testing.
W-A-T-D.
We get these deployed to all of our sites.
WARC.
It's working.
WARC.
Kilo Hotel, thank you, sir. I'm here in Inway City.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, that's a little fuzzy, but
listen, I'm hearing myself back on my other radio here.
there. I'm and turn off the mic, N1KE. Yeah, you're not doing too bad. Receive site here in Lapeer is kind of down right now, but you're not doing too bad.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. KZAZ, how's long for there, sir? Thanks, W3.
W3, have a good day. WARC.
KCG looking for a radio check.
Sound good here in Lapeer, WARC.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm just trying different frequencies here. I just set up my radio board and appreciate the callback. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
73, WARC.
NAKIM testing.
RPTENA. RPTENA.
KF8NY, KF8NY, KB at HSK. KF8NY, KF8NY, KB at HSK.
Very low audio, WHYRC.
Bye-bye.
KE8SCB East Tawas, monitoring.
Yeah, I think you could use the same mic and I guess the bigger antenna.
Yeah, it's pretty scratchy. WARC.
FAGPQ. I guess the new radio and antenna don't work as well as I was hoping.
When you do get into the repeater, you're getting in just fine, but it keeps cutting out and making a lot of static noise. It sounds to me like you have a connection issue going on there. You want to check all your connections and make sure the radio's set up right and everything. I don't think you're going to have an issue once you get everything set up right. It's just something's not right right now. That was totally intelligible. Way too much noise. Way too much static behind you.
KE8WUO.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Single Quebec, was that you, John?
That's affirmative. Yeah, you're coming in a bit clearer now. First time I think you tried to key up on Mount Clemens, it was all static. And there's a little bit of a burst of static at the start of your transmission, but then it cleared up.
Good to know. I was trying to see what the heck happened with me.
Yeah, unfortunately, that one was pretty hard to read. There were moments where you were readable, and then it was like static kept popping in. I don't know if that's like a loose connection or a bad connection or just a noisy environment or something, but you're kind of coming in intermittently. I'm struggling to hear what you're saying. I can hear you. I can hear bits and pieces, but I wasn't really able to put it together to any kind of question or statement. Have you tried the double nickel? That one is it's up here in Warren, and being in Fraser and me being in Warren, that one might be a good option. There's also the Lance Cruz repeater are both good options for potentially both of us. Just food for thought.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, monitoring Eastella.
Yeah, East Tellus, how are you getting in? This is KF8EVQ, and I am just curious, what kind of equipment are you using? Is there a repeater that's near you, or are you on outside? Just a quick question. Again, the call sign is KF8EVQ.
I'm sitting here on a mobile radio that's homebound. You need to 6,000, I think it was, you need to 6,000, running a little foot power on her off a tram 1470 or 16, anyway, base station.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I was just looking up the voter that you're coming in off of. It looks like Guilford, Guilford Bay City. How much wattage are you running?
I am actually, my foot warmer says 40 to 80, but I'm putting 5 watts into an amplifier, so, yeah, 5 watts.
Yeah, but you're not, you're 5 watts and then into a base station. Yes, okay, I understand. It's a cross-mode repeater, I imagine. What kind of antenna are you running?
It's actually a dual-band tram 14, I think it's a 1471. Got her up about, well, it's like 13 feet tall. Dual band, like I said, on a piece of pipe, so that's probably about 28 feet.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. No, I was just curious because I like to camp along the Isaba River. I have some family in East Tellus, and I've been in East Tellus, and it's like there's nothing within. Not too many repeaters within like 20 miles of there, so you're probably skipping in right over the water. Are you close to the bay or something? Yeah, that's an interesting setup, but you can hit, I want to say you could hit Lufton pretty easily. But I don't believe I tried Guilford. I was on Tawa State, what is that, the point? Out at Tellus Point State Park recently over the summer, and I took my 10-watt DMR with me, and I was able to hit a couple repeaters, but I don't believe I tried Guilford. I'll have to try that next time I'm up there. Usually when I'm running, it's like a 10-watt Redivis DMR in HD2. And I put a diamond 20-inch antenna on there, and that gets out real good. I take it out camping with me, and I'm able to make contact. But that's an interesting setup. How's your night going?
Yeah, Roger that. How does my audio sound down there? Give me audio to report, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I wasn't able to write down your call sign or get your first name, but my call sign for radio identification is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. My name is Mike, and I'm down here in Saginaw. You are coming in full quieting, which is why I thought that you were cheating with an all-star note or something. But you're coming in like perfectly, like I said, full quieting, full signal. It would be difficult to improve upon it, is what I'm saying. So, yeah, just come back with your call sign again, please. You still there, East Palos? I didn't get your call sign.
Yeah, we're up here in East Palos, and, checking it. I checked my SWR. It's right flat, so KU and SAV monitoring. Yeah, you guys, I don't think it's my antenna. I just put a new load on the bottom, load cell, and it's like SWR is flat, so, you know, it's on the double antenna. Yeah, she's only about 28 feet, and, well, there you have that. SAV monitoring. Getting a little crackling out of the airways. There might be a CME coming through, Roger.
KEAC, SAV, was that you talking to East Palos?
Do you have a volume knob on that thing where you're going to make your voice louder? SAV, standing by.
Yeah, Roger, you need it to be louder, like, for me to speak up, or I can connect to it, I can maybe connect through All-Star and get a better signal, I'm not sure. Hold on. I just bumped up the power on my radio really quick. Is that better?
Oh, you betcha. I crystal clear right now, like I was standing next to you in the room, Roger.
Yeah, gotcha. Thank you much. I'll run it on medium power from now on. So, I usually just have it on low, which is like 5 watts. So now I'm on 25. So. All right, thanks. Is that guy from East Palos still in there?
Well, that was me, and still here. Yep, watching some YouTube and staying home and staying safe. We was going to go deer hunting today, but, you know, I'm an old guy, and it's about, got the rifle out, poked a couple, slops through her. We're going to take the 270 out tomorrow morning. I'm thinking, how about that?
That sounds fantastic. I'm not a big hunter myself, but I do appreciate people that do it. I appreciate people that get a kick out of it. I don't have the patience for it, but I do enjoy some venison from time to time when my friends share it with me. But, that's a very interesting hobby. I do like to shoot, so I like to shoot at targets. I just don't, I don't have the time to just take a whole day off and wait in the woods somewhere. And the chance, you know, I do enjoy spending time in the woods, just not in the cold with a gun, I guess. It's just not, if you're there to shoot something, that's one thing. But, what about last year? Were you able to bag one last year? Or is it something you do every year, or only in a great while? Are you very choosy on what you shoot?
Well, geez, ask. I can say ask because I can't say ask. I've shot deer for 45 years. I started in about, I don't know, let's see, 1982. Got my first deer, and, Well, you know, you're only lucky, really lucky, about every 7 or 8 years. Come on.
Yeah, Roger, and that's if you're lucky. Like, you're going to see a couple of bucks. You're going to see a mess load of doe and a bunch of babies. So, like, are so many doe that, you know, they need to be taken down a peg or two, but you know, is that really what you want to shoot though? I mean, to go through the trouble of having it, you know, field dressing it and butchering it and all that. You might as well save it up for something much larger, you know. But I wish the best of luck for all the hunters that are out there. I hope they find, you know, a monster. Or whatever it is they're looking for, I suppose. Yeah, back to you, KEASAV from KFAEDQ.
Right, you copy that. Yep. After 42 to 45 years, I shot a lot of deer with the bow and arrow, and it's almost too easy sometimes. It's almost easier than a gun. But then again, you know, everybody's got their thing. I've done both. I don't know. I get out in the next couple. I got the next 5 days off, but I don't care. And you know, probably I know a few spots where they pass through. You got to know where they're passing through there, don't you know? And when they start running through there, you just pick one and shoot it. KEASAV will be clear with your final.
Roger, Roger. It was a pleasure QSOing with you. So, you take care and be safe out there. And I wish you success in your hunt. So, good luck. 7-3, and take care. This is KFAEDQ. I'll be clear.
Be clear and monitoring.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Still out there, Mike? K-E-A-W-U-O. This is K-F-A-P-P-Z. This is kind of funny. He was just calling for you on the other band. He was over on 70 centimeter.
Okay, yeah, I heard him. Interesting. I guess he's on the UMP.
Well, to get in there, if he isn't on the UMP, then he's coming in through the FBI setup. Because Sean's stuff is linked to us over there on the 70 centimeter.
Copy that. Okay, well, thank you for the info. That would explain why I'm not hearing him. I will jump over there.
All right, copy that. KFAEDQ, monitoring.
This is KE8WUO, monitoring.
K-E-A-W-U-O, K-A-W-U.
How's it going there?
I'm doing pretty good this evening. Just got that repeater nose, all the field work repeater I was using with it. It was an off-brand I bought a few years ago. Had to get that all updated, whatever, but it seems to work. The All-Star seems to work, and the repeater board also seems to work. Kind of night to update the frequencies and stuff, so I can move them around once in a while. And yeah, so thanks for getting on here. For some reason, I couldn't get the it's on the East Coast. I couldn't raise anybody over there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've never jumped onto the East Coast reflector yet. That's something I probably should do. Although it sounds like there's a lot of heavy mouth breathing and. It sounds interesting, but it does sound like it would be an interesting nut. So, Well, yeah, well, I'm glad to hear it's working, and hopefully it doesn't give you too much trouble, because so far so good with mine. I'm really knocking on wood over here.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if I just got a bad SAA-18 on the receiving side, because, yeah, everybody, it would go for a few minutes, and then everybody would tell me it was choppy, and then I kind of, so I got like one of those, figure out if it would get too hot or something, which would make sense for a receive, but you never know. And I got one of those laser guns, you know, that instant read temperature. And I was able to tell that, yeah, it is getting a little warm, so I heat sink it. And then it was going to go for a few minutes until it got hot anyway. So if that's still happening, I don't know if it is. But if it is still happening, then I guess the next step is just to get in an enclosure, you know, get a fan in there and have it blow to the fins constantly to, you know, get that heat out of there. Because it works fine otherwise. I got no other issues with it. Build quality was great otherwise.
Yeah, you're coming in crystal clear. Sounds great. It is a nice note for the most part. It seems like, not gonna wear it, but yeah. I guess worst comes to worst, just stick it in the freezer and maybe stick it outside. That might help. maybe not today, but man, yeah. I hope to not have those problems. So. Crossing my fingers over here. See, I gotta try to figure out what I gotta do to get it on All-Star 3, because I try to connect the Bluetooth keyboard to that thing, and there was no Bluetooth. It's like, what is this? How is there not Bluetooth? So yeah, I need the full Debian 12 Bookworm, you know, and All-Star 3 all on there instead of the old school ham voice or whatever. But yeah, so hopefully I'm still coming in and you're receiving me well.
Yeah, I copied just about everything you said. There was a couple times in there it got a little, like, digital choppy, but I think that was more network and not so much the RF. It really just sounded like, like what happens when if there's some network latency issues or something, but I don't think that's on your end. I think that's just the internet being the internet. But yeah, it's with mine, what I do is I got a Libre computer that's 905X, I think is the model name, and they call it a little potato because they come up with all these interesting names for their boards, those guys do. And then I grabbed Debian 12 way back when I did it, and then AllStar Link actually has Debian packages you can install, so it's not even their own OS. You install it into a Debian OS, then you add the apps repositories. You know, they give instructions for how to do that. Then you grab the packages, the ASL3, and, you know, the whatever dependent packages they want you to install, and that's how they manage it now. It's a lot easier than it used to be back when it was the old AllStar.
Yeah, because I was probably going to take some of the configuration files, like the simple USB menu, I forget what they're called. I haven't messed with it in like a week and a half, but I was going to basically try to copy those over to, because I have two pies, you know, I have two cards, and both have one is the hotspot radio image, and the other one's, you know, Debian 12 with AllStar 3 and all that, but it won't communicate with the board, so there's something missing. And so I tried to get in there and program in those configuration files, but something's not liking it, so I was just going to copy and paste it over and try to get that to work, but yeah, I don't know. It sounds like maybe you have a better method.
I'm not really sure what. Yeah, if something tells me if you copy the stuff from the older All-Star Link into the newer one, I think the config files have changed a little bit, so you may want to, like, get rid of all the comments and bolts and, like, see what it's really setting. And I kind of just, you know, Frankenstein a good one there, your RPG.conf, and then your simple USB. I think, I think you said you're using simple USB. That's what I'm using, too. There's that other thing I can't remember the name of, but I didn't have to do that. With the board, I think there was also, not keep in mind, I've never run on an ASL2, so I couldn't tell you how that went, but with the ASL3 stuff, like, there's, like, also the programming you got to do to set the frequency of the tones. I think you already went through all that. And then on the simple USB side, there's some tricks to get the COS and PTT working. I had to do, I kind of fumbled with that for a little while, but instructions weren't exactly correct, but you know, it was some help for Sean, I figured it out. This is KW.
Gotcha, yeah, that's exactly the file I was referring to, is RPT or whatever. It's like, the one I was looking at is like 1,000 lines long, and it's like, holy crap. And they're like, yeah, scroll down to here and scroll down to there, and I really quickly found the search tool and, you know, started jumping through and finding what I needed to more efficiently than hitting the down arrow for 1,000 lines. But it's interesting, and I see how it works, and it's really neat, and I think it's a cool tool, and I can't wait to get in there and really start to, you know, understand it a little bit better. But yeah, pretty cool. I like the little thing. I still gotta get the TTMF tones working and the one radio, and I've been using a Bofang to do it, but I pulled it out of my laptop bag today, and all the channels were all messed up, and so I don't know what happened there, but I wasn't able to, you know, quickly switch over, so that's why I had you come to me instead of me coming to you, so sorry about that.
That's not a problem. I mean, at least I knew where to find you, because it was like, oh, you're on the 147-200. That's not connected to the FBI, but they connect that to one of the CMET groups. And I figured out, yeah, I was like, oh, I'm just going to go look up the node number for the repeater, and then I discovered that it's connected to the 620722, which I guess is, yeah, the MI2 VHF. So actually, I'm not only on the 147-200, I'm also on the 146-620 and up here, and I think there's some other stuff in the mix there too. I think the Fenton repeater also, I may be coming out of that too. Which is interesting, because when I'm on my base station out in the garage, you know, I keep with the quad hooked up my 9700. If I turn that way towards Fenton, I can actually get into the repeater, and that's like 40 miles away. So that's pretty impressive antenna I got there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like a really impressive antenna, because that's a long haul. Granted, you are in a mobile, so you're probably pushing a little bit more than 8 watts, so that probably helps. But, yeah, and then I guess maybe with the leaves falling and, you know, I don't know, perfect line of sight out there, I could see it, but it's weird. I got the HT and I'm hearing more, and I struggle to get in into this repeater from my house, which has a receiver site in Warren, so it's like I can't even get a couple miles away sometimes, and you're getting 40 miles away without even trying.
Well, so that wasn't the mobile, it's actually my base station, so I have a lot of the radio stuff out in the garage, so I can go play radio and not, my wife doesn't have to listen to all that racket. I had a couple of things in my home office, too. But, yeah, when I go on the garage, I have the ICOM IC9700 for VHF, UHF. That'll do up to 100 watts on 2 meters. So, and then that cubicle quad antenna is 4 element on 2 meters. And, digs up like 26, 27 feet. And I'm going to run an LMR 400 to it. So it's got a pretty good reach up there. I can get it into the aero most nights, the W8RP 146.960, and NRO, I check into their net once in a while. They run a net Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. So I know a couple of guys in that group, so it's always interesting whenever my little ham friend, Dan KB6N, uses that control. I try to get in there. And, sometimes I get a little noise with me, but, you know, that's 37 miles from my house to the Wolverine Tower in Ann Arbor, so. But I really just do mostly, I really got that rig just for mostly for single sideband CW and digital on the low side of 2 meters. That works pretty well there, too. But, yeah, I was pretty impressed with how it plays with repeaters and FM Simplex, too.
Yeah, for sure. That's a long haul, and that sounds interesting. You must have quite a nice setup. Sounds like you got some stuff in the house and some stuff in the garage. It's got me kind of wondering if it's an attached garage or a detached, and then I've been kind of wondering about your antenna. It sounds like it's a Yagi style. It sounds like you're able to steer it. Is that manual, or do you have like a rotor up there, rotator or whatever?
It's a detached garage, so yeah, it does require some being outside for a few seconds to get between the house and the garage. In some seasons, that's a little more durable than others, but it is what it is with that. The Gilu quad is, I don't know if you've ever seen those, they look like squares or diamonds, or like a so instead of for the Yagi, you have, driven element, and then you have direct and reflector element stuff going in there too. Well, Hilo Quad is the same thing, but it's full wave loops, and they're arranged in a way you still have a driven element, you have a reflector, in my case two directors, and what they do is that's almost like having two stacked Yagis. And it's also, you don't have to mess with matching, impedance matching stuff, because the way everything's arranged, your impedance of you is usually around 50 ohms for the frequency it's tuned to. So that's when I found out about that design. Actually, an old ham actually gave me a frame and said, yeah, this is a frame. You just wrap some aluminum wire or aluminum the tubers, whatever you got, around it, and then you lengthen or shorten each element. That was a little painful, but I got it working pretty well. So, and then I got it out on an old TV antenna rotator, and that's bolted onto an aluminum mast. So that's about as high as I can get without, getting a tower, and that's going to be XYL approval. As a KW.
KEW, KEAWUO. Well, very cool. Yeah, that sounds like a really nice setup. And it sounds like a really nice setup in your secondary location, being in the detached garage. So hopefully it's not too chilly out there. My hunch is it's insulated, and you have some kind of heat going when you need it. But yeah, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. I don't have any mobiles or base stations yet. I'm always working off of HTs, but mainly because I want to get I've got my eyeball on a real nice Motorola, and it's real expensive, and so I'm just kind of kicking the can down the road as long as I can. But I definitely don't need that, and I should just bite the bullet and get something for the house with a little bit more power, or something for the truck with a little bit more power, or both. But very cool. Yeah, so far your node's working great. I'm hearing you just fine, and hopefully you're hearing me just fine.
Yeah, no complaints here. Yeah, you're coming in solid over here. So, well, very good. All right, I'm going to get back to what I was doing. So thanks for jumping on here with me. And by now I would have been hearing the complaints about the choppiness, I guess, whatever. Maybe upgrading the OS flushed it out, maybe it was off, or I have no idea, but if it happens, I always say no way if it is related to mitigating that, but so far it seems like everything's working good. So, all right, I'll catch you back in the Discord. 73KEAWU.
All right, 173 is here, and we'll talk again soon.
Is this the All-Star node, Matt?
In fact, it is.
Well, I'm checking in with my clear node. I saw you guys talking about it over in the Discord. So I figured, you know, I haven't had my clear node fired up for a hot minute. So I just fired it up and connected up. Anywho.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you're coming in pretty clear. I do hear a little bit of a buzzing, but that might just be on my side or something. But yeah, good to hear from you. Hope your meeting went well today.
Buzzing's probably here sometimes when I'm right on top of the node. It gets a little buzz in it. But, yeah, meeting went great. I really thought it went really well. Everybody had a good time, and there was they got a lot accomplished, I think. I didn't actually attend the meeting. Wally and Tim and myself, Paul and later Phil, we all kind of sat off in a little side venue and BS'd and talked about other stuff while they had their meeting, and then we all merged at the very end and chatted for a while. No, it looked like it really, really went well, and was fun had by all.
Well, good. Hopefully you guys had enough donuts and little snacks and treats for everybody, and I know that was something you guys were working on, so can never have too many donuts.
I just rearranged my note a little bit. If it gets better or worse, or no change. But we had bagels from Big Apple, which they're always really good. Cream cheese and coffee. So that was the extent of it. Oh, and water.
Nice. Yeah. No, I think it did get better. I still hear it, but it's not as pronounced. So it does seem like that whatever you did help. But there is still a slight little buzz hum in the background. Not bad, though. Totally, you know, totally readable and no problems at all. It's pretty quiet.
Yep, that's fairly common on these donuts. Oh, and I'm also on a Redivis, so I'm on one of my wireless microphones, I like to call them. So, okay, I just saw you guys were trying to work something out here on. I think Mike's working something out on his duplex node. I brought mine to the meeting today, and then Phil came by and he picked it up. He's gonna see if it works for him, and if not, he's going to move it along to Wally. So I've got one of those. Had I known you were looking for one, I would have offered it up, but I didn't realize until it was too late. But I haven't used them in quite some time. Hell, I haven't used any of my notes in quite some time. So I figured, you know what, move it along.
Yeah, so far I love mine. Definitely didn't mind just grabbing one. You know, it's cool to have, it's good to have, and I'm glad that Phil gets one, because I know he's been trying to get in at different places, so yeah, I think it all worked out, and I have no complaints over here. I do got to get my rear end gear, though. Got a lot of stuff to do, so sorry to be holding everybody up. Hopefully I'm not. But all right, I'll let you go. This is KE8WUO.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get back to my ball game, watching a ball game. We'll catch you later. KE8
KWUO. This is W8FU.
KE8LAX listening.